Well, I would say this is the very usual demand frequently voiced, especially by Western diplomats and by Western politicians and by Anne Smith. This demand is understandably, especially from the point of view by the nations who are buying oil from Libya. But I'm not so sure about all the Libyans themselves. Actually, oil revenues always have been a main tool for the governments in Tripoli to stay in power ever since the revolution in 2011. And its distribution is perceived very unfair in the east and in the south. An example. Just recently, while Prime Minister Dabeiba opened a fun park in Misrata, his hometown, which allegedly costed 42 million Libyan dinar, the hospitals in Sebha, the capital of Fezzan, are short of any kind of medical equipment and run out of medications. Guess what the people in Sebha say about the fun park in Misrata. During the Libyan civil war, tribal leaders in the east complained that the government in Tripoli is killing their children with weapons bought from their oil wealth. Furthermore, corruption is a big issue. Libya currently ranks 171 out of 180 countries in the Corruption Perception Index of Transparency International, gliding down the slope from what was already a very corrupt regime before the revolution. People in the east and people in the south say the people in Tripolitania are using our oil wealth to get it into their own pockets. So actually, access to oil revenues decides who is ruling the country. And this is, of course, a very political question. So such a call for not using oil in Libyan politics is considered by many in the east and south as a support of the Dabeiba government and support for the corrupt political class. People claim for the United Nations and for the West, anything is acceptable in Libya as long as the oil is flowing.
Speaking before his top commanders in eastern Libya, General Khalifa Haftar, the dominant power in eastern Libya, stepped up his pressure on the Tripoli-based government of national unity to come up with another formula for sharing the oil cash. He demanded that a high-level committee must be established to allocate funds in a fair manner and warned that if such committee fails to take over the allocation of funds fairly for all Libyans, Libyans will be ready to demand their legitimate rights. What do you make of that?
This mirrors the deep frustration of what in the east and south is, as said, perceived as an unjust distribution of Libya's oil wealth, especially in the light that the vast majority of Libya's oil and gas is located in Fezzan and in Cyrenaica. Just a couple of days after Haftar's speech early July, the Presidential Council established a National Supreme Financial Committee. All Libyan parties should be represented in this committee, and the committee should ensure an equal distribution of the revenues and also strengthen the confidence in the fairness of this distribution process. It is chaired by the Presidential Council Chairman Mohamed Al-Menfi himself, with the Chairman of the National Oil Corporation, Omar Bin Gadara, as a deputy. And Prime Minister Dabeiba pledged his full support for this. The international community praised the establishment of this committee. The first meeting took place last Thursday in Sirte, and at the closing statement, they demanded to get accurate data from the NOC, from the Central Bank of Libya and the Libyan Foreign Bank, accurate data on state revenues to be able to fulfill their tasks. I would say the establishment of this committee is undoubtedly a very positive step. However, it remains to be seen whether they will be really able to carry out their task.